Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Sometimes the prophets, peace be upon him and his holy progeny, would explain deep truths through simple images, simple like examples. Today, he gives us one of the most beautiful analogies for prayer. He compares the five daily prayers to a river, flowing, pure, and accessible. Let me read this verse. The example of the five prayers is like a flowing sweet river at the door of one of you, in which he washes five times every day. What remains of that dirt? So a river at your door, clean water. You wash in it five times a day. The question is rhetorical. After all that washing, there is no dirt left. This is a powerful image. Prayer is not just a ritual, it's purification. It washes away the grime of daily life, the small sins, the distractions, the moral dust that accumulates on the heart. The Prophet is saying, if you have access to water, you wash your body, and if you have access to prayer, you wash your soul. And you have that access five times a day. It's not a distant spring. It's at your door. It's always available. Psychologists talk about the importance of daily practices for mental and emotional hygiene. Just as you shower to clean your body, you need practices to clean your mind and heart. Prayer is that. It resets you. It centers you. It reminds you of what matters. The Prophet asks, what remains of that dirt? The answer is obvious, nothing. If you truly pray and let the prayer reach your heart, it cleans you. Over time, the accumulation of sins is washed away. You don't stay dirty. You don't stay stuck. Prayer moves you forward. And still, some people underestimate prayer. They just ignore it. They neglect it. They just put it away, just put it aside and forget it. But here is the thing. The Prophet says the river is flowing and sweet, not stagnant, not bitter. That's a description of prayer when it's done with presence. When you stand before God with awareness, the water is fresh, it cleans, it revives. But if prayer feels dry, if it doesn't change you, the issue might not be prayer itself. It might be how you're approaching it. The water is still there, you just haven't entered it fully. So the Prophet gave us this beautiful image to show us that the path to purity is never far. It's at your door. Is waiting. Inshallah, attend to your prayers on time and with awareness. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد